The 2022 Oscar nominations were announced today, and it is a big year for The Power of the Dog, West Side Story, Dune, Drive My Car, and more.
We've got your major milestones, plus some surprises and snubs. I'm Glenn Weldon.
And I'm Stephen Thompson. Today, we are talking about this year's Oscar nominations on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. It's just the two of us today. We're going to give you an overview of the nominees in the major categories. We can't get to everything. We'll bring you our Oscar predictions in an episode that'll run closer to the ceremony, which takes place March 27th. So let's get started. There are 10 Best Picture nominees this year. Belfast is Kenneth Branagh's semi-autobiographical film about a working-class family in 1960s Northern Ireland. Coda is Sean Hader's coming-of-age movie about a teenage child of deaf adults. That's what Coda stands for. Don't Look Up is Adam McKay's satire about two astronomers trying to warn people that a comet is about to destroy Earth. Drive My Car is a film from Japanese director Ryusuke Hamaguchi about a widowed director and his driver. Dune is Denis Villeneuve's adaptation of Frank Herbert's science fiction novel. King Richard is Ronaldo Marcus Green's movie about Richard Williams, the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams. Licorice Pizza is Paul Thomas Anderson's dramedy about the relationship between a 15-year-old child actor and a 25-year-old woman. Nightmare Alley is Guillermo del Toro's noir starring Bradley Cooper as an ambitious 1940s drifter who joins a traveling carnival. The Power of the Dog is Jane Campion's Western about a domineering cattle rancher. And West Side Story is Steven Spielberg's adaptation of the classic musical. Glenn, your thoughts?
Well, we got a mix here, right? Of kind of straight up the middle Oscar kind of films like Belfast. Mm-hmm. And we knew Dune was going to get in there. We knew that The Dog was going to be powerful.
It sure is.
And that West Side Story would get some love. What I don't think a lot of people were predicting would be that Drive My Car did as well as it did here, mm-hmm. because it not only got Best Picture nomination, it also got Best International Feature, Best Directing, and Best Adapted Screenplay. The one that I thought came out of completely nowhere was Nightmare Alley. Yeah. No one was talking about that as a Best Picture nominee.
Well, I think one thing that you have here is the change brought about by the decision to make there be a solid 10 nominees. Mm-hmm. For the past few years, you had this thing where it could be anywhere from 5 to 10 based on the number of first place votes and a bunch of other algorithms that are too complicated to digest, let alone explain. Mm-hmm. This year, there were always going to be 10. So that was always going to leave room for some surprises. Definitely made it more likely that a feature like Drive My Car that has so much critical mm-hmm. buzz, you know, it made it that much likelier that a movie like that would get in, as well as a little bit of like a more minor pleasure of a movie like Coda,
right,
which wouldn't necessarily make the cut in a 5-film field.
And this is what the Oscars are really good for. It's picking films that people might not otherwise see and get them some attention. So if more people see Coda, that's a plus.
I agree. I love Coda. All right. The nominees for Best Directing, we've already mentioned a few of these films, but Ryusuke Hamaguchi is nominated for Drive My Car, Paul Thomas Anderson for Licorice Pizza, Jane Campion for The Power of the Dog, Steven Spielberg for West Side Story, and Kenneth Branagh for Belfast. We should note here that Kenneth Branagh now has 7 career Oscar nominations in 7 different categories. That is a record. Glenn, what do you think of this field?
The big snub here is Denis Villeneuve for Dune.
Yeah.
He joins the ranks of directors who have not been nominated, even though their film has, for Best Picture. Jane Campion is the first woman ever to be nominated twice for Best Director. The first time was for The Piano. And if she wins, she will only be the 3rd woman to ever win Best Director.
Wow.
It's crazy.
In 2022.
Yeah.
Not nominating Denis Villeneuve, considering what a technical marvel that film, mm-hmm. I found that really, really surprising.
It is surprising. It's going to be a fight between, in my opinion, The Power of the Dog and Belfast, between Campion and Branagh, and for Best Picture. They are such completely different films. One is feel good, one is feel dark.
One is feel portentous.
Yes. One is feel loss of faith in mankind, and one is feel good, yes.
All right, well, Best Actress in a Leading Role, you've got Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye, Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter, Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers, Nicole Kidman for Being the Ricardos, and Kristen Stewart for Spencer. None of these films are nominated for Best Picture, but there are some strong performances here. Glenn, what do you think?
The surprise here for me was Penelope Cruz in Parallel Mothers, mm-hmm. Because while that is a solid Almodovar film, it's very melodramatic, and she kind of grounds it, so it makes sense there. Kristen Stewart had been counted out. She didn't get nominated for a BAFTA. She got shut out, so people were counting her out, but counted her out too soon. Missing here is Lady Gaga for House of Gucci.
Sure is.
But, you know, sometimes there could be 100 people in a room, and, you know, it just doesn't work out for you. No Alana Haim, no Jennifer Hudson, but, you know, I think this is a solid representation, but some real surprises here.
Yeah, a very non-musical category. They could have nominated Alana Haim for Licorice Pizza, Jennifer Hudson for Respect.
Right.
You mentioned Lady Gaga. House of Gucci really took a thrashing in these nominations. There was a lot of expectation that Lady Gaga would get nominated. Jared Leto didn't get nominated. This is sometimes what happens when you make a really bad movie.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So best actor in a leading role, Javier Bardem for Being the Ricardos, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Power of the Dog, Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom, Will Smith for King Richard, and Denzel Washington for The Tragedy of Macbeth. Glenn, any surprises here?
I wasn't anticipating Javier Bardem, actually. I was expecting something else. But, you know, it's good to see Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. It's, you know, his first attempt at a musical. He does a really good job there. Benedict Cumberbatch had the early lock on, you know, at least a nomination, but I think it's great to see Will Smith and Denzel Washington in this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this race plays out. Actor in a supporting role, Kieran Hines for Belfast, Jesse Plemons for The Power of the Dog, Cody Smit-McPhee for The Power of the Dog, J.K. Simmons for Being the Ricardos, and Troy Kotsur for Coda. Troy Kotsur is the first deaf male acting nominee. Glenn, there are some surprises here.
Yeah. I was a little sad that we don't see any Zola in any of these acting nominations, not for Taylor Page, not for Colin Domingo here. The Jesse Plemons thing didn't surprise me. He'd been kind of trending. All of these nominees, except for J.K. Simmons, this is their first nomination, and that's good to see, even somebody as who's been acting as much as Kieran Hines. Bradley Cooper missing out for Licorice Pizza surprised me, because that was certainly a much talked about and very memorable performance. J.K. Simmons has been around the block. He won for Whiplash in this category before, and I didn't anticipate him being in the running for Being the Ricardos, but here he is.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bradley Cooper and Jared Leto from House of Gucci were slotted into a lot of people's predictions, and that Jared Leto performance, it's committed. I'm delighted to see Troy Kotsur here. It's an interesting field. So best actress in a supporting role, Jessie Buckley for The Lost Daughter, Ariana DeBose for West Side Story, Judi Dench for Belfast, Kirsten Dunst for The Power of the Dog, and Anjanou Ellis for King Richard, who I loved so much in that movie. Glenn, what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, the Academy has been making a big thing about how over the last 5 years, they've been trying to get their voting membership younger and more diverse. Much appreciated Anjanou Ellis nomination. You see some of that. Ariana DeBose was inevitable, but I think you see the limitations of that when you see Judi Dench.
Right.
God love Judi Dench, but that means that the old guard is still hanging around the Academy, and it should have been predictable, but I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, and there are a couple of names that I was expecting to see here. Katrina Balfe for Belfast. Mm-hmm. Ruth Negga for Passing was getting a lot of buzz, and that—
That surprised me.
That felt like a disappointment that she was left out. Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on to the writing categories for adapted screenplay, Coda by Sean Hader, Drive My Car by Ryusuke Hamaguchi and Takamasa Oi, Dune by John Spates, Denis Villeneuve, and Eric Roth, The Lost Daughter by Maggie Gyllenhaal, and The Power of the Dog by Jane Campion. Glenn, your thoughts?
No West Side Story here, so no Tony Kushner.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, it is. It is. And no Tragedy of Macbeth either. I like to see Drive My Car here. I would love to see it take it. And I'm pleased to see Maggie Gyllenhaal showing up here for her first screenplay.
All right. Best original screenplay. You've got Belfast by Kenneth Branagh, Don't Look Up by Adam McKay, King Richard by Zach Baylin, Licorice Pizza by Paul Thomas Anderson, and The Worst Person in the World by Eskil Vogt and Joachim Trier. No Aaron Sorkin here, Glenn.
No Aaron Sorkin here, but a Norwegian film, an international film in the running here. I like that when that happens, and I especially like it when it's a film as good as The Worst Person in the World. Licorice Pizza seems like the kind of weird film that wins the screenplay awards, right? It's very shaggy. It's kind of all over the place, but there is a through line. So it made sense to see Licorice Pizza here for me.
All right. Best international feature film, Drive My Car from Japan. Once again, Flea from Denmark, The Hand of God from Italy, Lununa, A Yak in the Classroom from Bhutan, and The Worst Person in the World from Norway. Some big ones here, Glenn.
Yeah, Flea is nominated in international feature, in animated feature, and in documentary because it is a very singular and excellent film. I worry that that's going to split, you know, the votes. Mm-hmm. Looking at this competition here with The Worst Person in the World and Drive My Car, I think it's got a tough fight in this category, but these are good picks.
All right. Animated feature film, Encanto, Luca, The Mitchells versus the Machines, Raya and the Last Dragon, and as you said before, Glenn, Flea.
Yeah, I'm divided here because I really like The Mitchells and the Machine. I really like Encanto. I really like Luca. I was kind of mixed on Raya and the Last Dragon, but man, I love Flea.
Yeah, good films here.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, documentary feature, Ascension, Attica, Flea, Summer of Soul, and Writing with Fire.
Again, Flea's in the mix, but look at that. Summer of Soul was a beautiful film, so who can say what's going to happen? But again, if we get more people to see these films, that is good.
Exactly. Very hard category to predict. All right. Well, we want to know what you think about this year's Oscar nominations. Find us at facebook.com/PCHH and on Twitter at PCHH. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks so much for being here, Glenn.
Of course. Thank you.
And before we go, leading up to the Academy Awards, we're going to be talking about the best picture winners. We want to know which ones are yours, not your favorite winner, the best. You can vote now at npr.org/best picture. Again, you can vote at npr.org/best picture. We will see you all on Thursday when we'll be talking about the HBO Max series Peacemaker.